The first step in the process is to establish a documented positioning and sales messaging strategy. Here at Stimulus, we like to call it being fluent in big money talk. Big money talk is your buyer's love language. It's the language of high value, strategic results, and outcomes. Here's the thing. Buyers buy outcomes. Does your organization have a documented positioning and messaging strategy that aligns sales and marketing so that they're on the same page and on the same team? What we found is that the majority of firms do not. So when your organization is interacting with buyers, are you speaking their language into the problems that they're most concerned about? Studies have found that 80% of salespeople fail when they're trying to engage high-value or high-paying executive decision makers because they're not able to speak or articulate the language that buyers want to hear. You need to be clear on the particular problems of your ideal client profile. What are the solutions that they crave? You need to be able to quantify and qualify the cost of the status quo so that you can agitate the problem enough in order to compel them to really move past their current status quo, your greatest competitor, their current situation, business as usual, and move them into the desired state for their business, as well as to be a catalyst for that change management. So first, we need to be fluent in big money talk and know how we're positioning ourselves in the marketplace, understand your competitive advantage, understand how to stand out from the noise, and then create a messaging strategy so that sales and marketing are aligned. Essentially, it's an account-based strategy. Account-based strategies are proven by 80% of marketers to outperform every other marketing investment. When they study 91% of firms that execute or implement account-based marketing strategies, it's been found that those firms create 70% more opportunities and enjoy 50% increase in average deal size than firms that are not leveraging account-based marketing and sales. And basically, account-based marketing and sales is a hyper-personalized, high-touch, multi-touch strategy that puts sales and marketing, as well as other divisions in your company, on the same page so that the focus is purely revenue growth for your organization. So we're aligning the KPIs and the goals around revenue growth. So step one is strategy. It's becoming fluent in big money talk, understanding the buyer, understanding the problem, and learning how to speak the language of high-value results and outcomes. Thus, what we're able to do is to create a domino effect within your organization so that regardless of who your buyer interacts with, they're hearing the same compelling message. Here's the thing. When it comes to sales or marketing or sales training, what we found is that we can teach the tactics of exactly what to do to interact and to facilitate outreach to your buyers. But if you're not speaking their language, if you're not focused on the outcomes, if you're not providing value, if you're not well positioned in the marketplace, then you're going to find that those tactics will fall on deaf ears. So first, we get the strategy in place so that when we decide to facilitate outreach and amplify your influence, we are going to be embraced by an engaged audience.